and it was very close to Newmarket. And I thought, oh, we can go to Newmarket races. And that was one of the first things we did. I took a group of friends down, we hitched down to Newmarket and went to the races.
And you knew about being a bookie?
I knew about being a bookie, yeah. And I knew about, so I was very interested in the horses by then. And it was actually, we were very lucky because it was a very good time for racing and there were some extremely good horses. There was a very famous horse called Nijinsky who we saw. And Lester Piggott was riding him. And everyone was really impressed by the horse racing. And the nice thing about Margaret was that she was mad about West Ham football team. And so we used to, she would talk to me about football. This was the friend that I met first, who's died recently. And I'd talk about racing. And so we understood, you know, that you have these interests and not many other people have them to the extent that you do, so you need somebody. It's nice to have somebody who will listen about them. But I do, there's a lot of things I regret about university, and one of the main things is that I didn't do, there were things like life drawing classes and art, you know, and I didn't do a thing like that the whole time I was there.
Did you draw still?
No, I did very little drawing. It just all stopped, you know. Because I suppose I was just, life, it suddenly, all the people and, you know, it just took over from that, really. And it was a huge experience, you know, it just filled up my brain, I suppose, all these people, possible friends. And I found it a lot easier than Edgbaston High School and Edgbaston, you know, but it was partly because it was mixed, so there was men and wasn't all girls. I think I've never liked all women situations ever since. You could go for a drink with people and and I like being in seminars, you know, with mixed groups. Although I was absolutely hopeless, you could see that some people had really got the hang of it and understood what work was all about.